Adam's back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. The closure of Heathrow Airport for most of Friday was, of course, unexpected, creating problems not just for the airport's business, but also the many companies that were relying on its services on that day. But whether it's Heathrow, Storm Éowyn, or the CrowdStrike outage, we've had plenty of reminders in the past year about how unexpected events can derail a company's operations for days or even weeks. So how can companies prepare for the next unexpected event? Colette Devy is a partner at EY Ireland's risk consulting practice. She joins us now to talk about this. It might be hard to quantify this, Colette, but companies seem to be facing these kind of unexpected events and threats with greater frequency in the past few years.
Thanks, Adam. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, certainly what we saw last Friday at Heathrow is what we commonly refer to as a black swan event. So these events have a low probability of occurring, but when they do, the impact can be really serious, as we obviously saw with the level of disruption for travel and also trade coming into in and out of the UK. The events are rare, nonetheless, in the context of something like a major fire. What is definitely becoming less rare are the types of things that you've referred to there. So cyber attacks, IT outages such as CrowdStrike, which can paralyze an organization's ability to do business, or the loss of, you know, power, water, telecommunications, etc., as we saw very recently with Storm Éowyn. So in the face of continued disruption, companies really do need to ensure that they've built resiliency into the organization.
Part of the problem there is when you take those three examples, so Heathrow, Éowyn and CrowdStrike, all very different unexpected events, all having very different types of effects on different companies. So how is it possible to prepare for all eventualities like that?
So there's, I guess, expect the unexpected is probably the first rule. But what I think organisations have found in very recent years is that just thinking about business continuity is probably too narrow approach. What's really important is trying to think about what is core and critical to your organisation. So if you are in the services business, what are the most critical services that you're providing, whether that's to a patient, whether that's to a citizen? If you're in the products business, which are the products that are driving the performance of your business and what are the processes that underlie those? So what you're doing is when you're building a resiliency program around that, you're really prioritizing what needs to be responded to and recovered in what order so that you can get back up and running.
I'd imagine companies, especially in the current climate when they're facing increased costs across the board, they're wondering about the rationale of spending money on something that might not happen. Is it hard to convince them to do that, and how do you incentivize it or make it see that this is something they need to do?
I think what's really important is having the processes in place and a plan of action to be able to deal with what may happen without actually knowing what the event might be. So when I'm working with my clients, I'm typically advising them to follow a five-step approach. So firstly, to anticipate, and that's planning ahead, thinking about the risks and the threats, talking about what could go wrong in the organisation and the impact that will have. Secondly is preparing, so having a business resilience policy and a framework that covers things like crisis management, communications, then continuity, disaster recovery. Thirdly is responding, really important that everybody understands what their roles are and that they know how to deliver those, what needs to be done when in the event of a particular event or crisis happening. Fourthly, and I think this is really important, is learning. When things go wrong, what can we do differently going forward? But importantly, and I think this is an important message even coming out of Heathrow, that things did go right. They did get the business back up and running in 16 hours. So what are the strengths that can be drawn on? And then fifthly, you know, learning from those and reshaping the business to be ready.
We should mention as well, some companies have to now consider a legal obligation in terms of resilience and risk planning and so on. Unfortunately, we haven't got time to get into that in any detail. But Colette Devy, partner at EY Ireland's Risk Consulting Practice, thank you very much for that.